full time in Pierce Memorial Park, and the final score was Ardra 5 points, Four Masters 6 points. Wasn't a classic here in Ardra. It was a very windy and it did limit a lot of scoring, but it was Aaron McRae that came up in added time in the 63rd minute to win the game for Four Masters. They started brilliantly in the game despite playing against the breeze, as Jamie Crawford pointed inside 2 minutes, and frees from Senan Kerr and Richard O'Rourke put them 3-0 up after 7 minutes. But two goal chances for Ardra happened in that time between those two frees, as Kevin White found KJ Malloy on the right, and as he tore into the square, he tried to beat Ryan Haughey at his front post, but Haughey made a very good save and pulled out for 45. Johnny McHugh took that 45 and CJ Malloy punched it towards the goal, but it went just wide. It was Carr Joseph Malloy himself that did get the first point for our draw from a central position after 10 minutes, but just a minute later he almost had a goal, as he had a sideline effort that went carried in the wind and almost went over Haughey, but Haughey just scrambled back to punch it away. On the 12th minute then, it was Kevin White, the captain for Ardra, who was shown a straight red card by referee Mark Dorian after an altercation with Oisin Reid. That put Ardra on the back foot, and Senan Kerr's free put the Four Masters 4 points to one up with 17 minutes gone. Johnny McHugh cut inside on his right and put the scoreline back to 2 points in it, and another Kerr Joseph Malloy free a couple of minutes before the halftime whistle made it 4-3, but a third goal chance occurred for Ardra as CJ Malloy caught a high ball in, played off to Paul Walsh, who took a couple steps before aiming for the bottom corner, but again Haughey made a great save, so it was 4-3 at half time. Coming into the second half, Johnny McHugh levelled the game on 31 minutes, and it was another 20 minutes before we had the next score, although John Ross Malloy hit the post for Ardra with another goal chance. It was Conor Reid's free from near the sideline inside 40 metres that put Four Masters ahead on 52. But just as we were creeping into added time, Carr Joseph Malloy slotted over from an easy free against that breeze. But with 4 minutes of added time played, it was Aaron McRae in the 63rd minute that finished off a brilliant move from Four Masters, and it puts Kevin Sinclair's side 6-5 ahead, which would be the final score. Leaves Four Masters. They don't get into the top four, but they are through comfortably anyway, and Ardra are also through as they avoid the relegation playoff.